Thank you very much for being with us, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with the wards here. Battle Creek has a system where there's five wards and then four at-large candidates. In Ward 1, we have an incumbent running against a former city commissioner.
Yes. Mary Lou Ramone is the incumbent right now who's representing Ward 1. She narrowly won against Deborah Owens in the last election 2 years ago, and she only won by 35 votes, so it's going to be an interesting race. Deborah Owens, though, she comes with a lot of experience. She's served a term as city commissioner, and she also was a city clerk for more than 30 years. And Mary Lou Ramone is known to be kind of a familiar face in the neighborhood. She's really been hands-on with the neighborhood planning council and things like that. So that'll be a really tight race because you've seen them kind of face before. So,
Ward 2, another incumbent who is seeking re-election, Lynn Ward Gray.
Lynn Ward Gray is representing Ward 2. This will be, if she's reelected, it'll be her third term. She's running against a retired Detroit police officer. Her name is Beverly Carpenter Hunter. That'll be an interesting race. Lynn Ward Gray's pretty well known. She's done work with the Battle Creek Community Foundation. She's known to be, you know, really responsive to residents and really trying to get public input increased. And Beverly Carpenter Hunter is known. She's run before in the past for an at-large seat unsuccessfully, but she's there, and she says she's going to represent the voter and the non-voters.
When we move on to Ward 3, we find the most crowded race amongst the wards. There is an incumbent running, but there are four challengers on the ballot. Tell us what you can about these five candidates.
Ward 3 tends to be the most contested seat. Sherry Sophia is the incumbent. She actually ran for the commission and won in 2007, but she lost her seat in 2009 only to get it back in 2011. So that's a really, you're kind of unsure of where that's going to go. She has four challengers. She's got Dean Newsom, who has a long list of experience with military and at the federal center here in Battle Creek. Mark Jones is a longtime resident of Battle Creek. He's a native of the city and has been involved in a lot of neighborhood planning council and small community efforts. Devin Gibson, he's the youngest candidate. He's 24 years old. He's really well known among, you know, the group of young professionals and the folks who really work to get some fun events going. He works with Neighborhood Gardens. And Johnny Cash, he's a longtime resident who his name pops up a lot. I know it's a familiar name, but his name also pops up a lot in a lot of local elections. So that's the ward that everyone's looking at, and it's pretty unsure of how it's going to go. It's going to be a tough race for the incumbent.
In Ward 4, the vice mayor, Elizabeth Fulton, has decided not to seek re-election, so it's an open seat. What's going on there?
So that's the open seat. She's the one incumbent who decided not to seek re-election. She's going to go pursue a master's degree in psychology. There's Michael Scherzer. He's a retired Battle Creek police officer, very well known in the community, and he's running against Ryan Lofschultz, who's a newcomer to the local elections and is actually a Grand Rapids native who's lived in the Battle Creek area for about a decade. And they have two different perspectives. You know, Ryan is really all about the creative class and kind of fostering an environment for young folks to enjoy and thrive here in Battle Creek. And Michael Scherzer is, you know, he's been pretty outspoken about some of the police department issues and is looking to provide some leadership, he says, that's needed on the commission and looking to create maybe a vision and a strategic plan. So that's the one where there will definitely be a newcomer to the commission.
Well, speaking of someone who's been outspoken about issues in the police department, in Ward 5, Jeffrey Domenico is unopposed as he runs for re-election.
Yes, he is unopposed, and he is, to say the least, probably the most polarizing figure on the commission right now. He's unopposed. He's definitely been the most outspoken when it comes to police department issues. He's also been very critical of city administration, and you know, I hear from him that he's ready to move forward, but he's ready also to make some change and see if he can make some improvements in what he says are some shortfalls in the police department. So, yeah, unopposed, but still just as outspoken.
Interesting that you say he's probably the most polarizing member of the city commission and yet is going to run for re-election without an opponent. Has anyone offered an explanation for that? Is he truly representing what the people think in Ward 5?
Well, you know, that's an interesting. I actually asked him that earlier today when I spoke with him. You know, there's Ward 5 is on the south side. It's a very big ward when it comes, you know, geographically, and it contains some of the most, you know, affluent neighborhoods. And so you would think that maybe someone who maybe doesn't agree with the way Domenico has handled, you know, his way of speaking up about the police department and city leadership would step up to the plate, but no one has. And Domenico, when I asked him that, he said, well, you know, that maybe there are people, because there are staunch supporters of Domenico, and there are people who are also, you know, passionately opposed to him. But, you know, maybe people really, there are people who think he's doing a good job, or maybe, you know, someone, no one has the time this year, who knows, but he's definitely running unopposed. It hasn't been a solid answer to why that's been, you know, the case, but that's the way it is.
And then there are four at-large commissioners who are all running for re-election, as well as two challengers. That includes the mayor, Susan Baldwin.
Yes, and she's a longtime commissioner. She's been on the commission for a decade. But Mayor Susan Baldwin, along with some Andy Hembolt, who served, he'll be completing his first term after November 5th. Mark Banky, which is a longtime politician here, who's aspired for some larger political offices, and he's seeking re-election. Dave Walters is also looking to hold on to a seat. He's a retired Battle Creek police officer. And then they face two challengers. There's John Kenefick, who's run before. He is a Battle Creek resident who's been pretty critical of city administration, is kind of known as a numbers guy, is pretty outspoken about the commission and the way that they spend tax dollars and the cost increases that they vote for. And then there's Katie Fair. She's a Battle Creek native who left, actually, to go live on the east side of the state, came back, and has really been involved in some local community efforts, and she's looking for a seat.
Let's go back, since we've brought up these issues in the police department a couple times. What are some of the things that the candidates are focused on here, and perhaps maybe give a little refresher to our audience about what has gone on in the police department in Battle Creek that caused controversy in the first place?
Sure. Well, the police department is actually probably one of the biggest issues right now. It was sparked by a series of drunken driving incidents involving some off-duty police officers, which has really kind of cast a negative light on the police department, and it's made some commissioners really critical of how city leadership handled it, particularly the police chief and the city manager. And this was really thrust in the spotlight when Ken Tushiyama, city manager, his annual job performance review was up. And it was a divided vote, eventually gave him a 2% cost of living adjustment pay raise. But, yeah, that's the issue. And it's really, you know, sparked questions among residents of, you know, do commissioners know their role, or are they stepping, you know, kind of outside of what their responsibilities are? And some people also say that maybe the city commission has, you know, been kind of turning blind eye to this have really said that, you know, city leadership needs to step up, and this is all a part of our lack of a strategic plan. And so, you know, a lot of it seems to be, you know, you haven't heard much of the police department issues, but it's sparked a lot of, lately anyway, but there's been a lot of accusations of, you know, corruption and ethical wrongdoing. And so now, you know, a lot, including Domenico, who's been probably the most outspoken commissioner on the board, says, it's time to move forward, and how can we address that? But that's definitely something that a lot of commissioners and commission hopefuls have spoke about. And then there's also, you know, some of the issues that have been longstanding in Battle Creek. There's neighborhood blight, and it's not unique to Battle Creek, but it's one that we definitely deal with. And so, you know, the commissioners have talked about what can we do to make sure our neighborhoods are safe, our vacant homes are taken care of, and our blight is taken care of, and in what capacity can the commission contribute to making some progress on that. And, of course, there's, you know, economic development. That's been a big push lately here in Battle Creek. We're doing great out in the Fort Custer Industrial Park, bringing in some big companies, and we're really looking to revamp our downtown, which we've made some really good strides in you know, recent years. But, you know, a lot of people say they say there's still work to be done, and that's actually probably one of the biggest focuses.
When there was a forum held back in just last week, actually, your story started off with this lead: Battle Creek City Commission hopefuls called for improvements in trust, perception, and engagement from local leaders. Expand on that a little bit. What are they looking for from members of the city commission or others in Battle Creek?
Sure, yeah. You know, there's a lot of talk in Battle Creek about, you know, sometimes when people say they're from Battle Creek, it's almost like they're apologizing when they say it. And there's been a lot of calls for, you know, we need to promote our city better. We need to be more proud of our assets. We need to, you know, how can we say Battle Creek's a great place to live? Because a lot of us think that. How can we get others to think that too, and maybe attract some new residents on the way? And a lot of it, just like I was talking about the police department, there's been maybe a decrease in trust from city government, because, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, the city government really try to cover up some of these off-duty drunk driving incidents. And And it's really, you know, casting the question, you know, how effective is our leadership? And you know, something that, you know, Battle Creek has struggled with, and if, I mean, we do have 18 candidates. We have to, you know, give credit to that, but there's 18 candidates running, but there's still a ward that's unopposed. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, how can we get more public, more of the public engaged in city government? How can we get them to come to these meetings? How can we hear what they have to say? And that's a lot of what's been talked about. And so, you know, the forum was put on by Project 2020, which is a group here that holds community conversations about, you know, how to improve Battle Creek and how to improve our community outcomes. And it was in partnership with the Beacon Community, which is an initiative here to look at, you know, what are some of our issues here in Battle Creek and, you know, what do the residents actually think about that and what we can do to improve. And that's what the initiative has come with, is that we need to improve, you know, our perception of Battle Creek. We need to improve how we engage our residents, and we need to, you know, bump up that trust that we have from city government.
Well, speaking of engagement, have there been many opportunities for voters to witness the candidates up close, forums, or has it been more door-to-door campaigning and those sort of things, which has gotten, you know, allowed these candidates to get their message out?
It's been a little bit of both. I know that because it's, you know, Ward 3 is the perfect example of just how competitive some of these, you know, races are, that, yeah, the candidates are hitting doors hard and they're going around, and especially at large candidates kind of have to cover the whole city. But, you know, there's been some forums, like the Project 2020 forum was set up in a way that, you know, everyone could listen to their ward and then all come back at the end and listen to the at-large candidates talk. And, you know, there's been other ones. The Calhoun County Tea Party held a forum, and then the Neighborhood Planning Councils have held various forums. So there's definitely been a chance for people to come and listen, but, you know, you're always dealing with the struggle of getting folks actually interested in local elections. I mean, we have a very low local voter turnout, and so that's partly why, you know, there's been this call for increased engagement. But I think there has been a pretty good amount of, you know, opportunities for people to come and listen. But, you know, of course, there could always be more.
Jennifer Bowman, thank you for your time.
Thank you.